Blog Talk Radio. Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. Carol is also the founder and president of From the Heart Productions and the host of this show.
Carol Dean is a producer and grantor, as well as the author of The Art of Film Funding, Second Edition, and The Art of Manifesting, Creating Your Future. Her executive producer credits are BAM 6.6, Women Behind the Camera, Step Away from the Stone, American Chain Gang, and more on IMDb. Carol is an entrepreneur who created and ran a film business in Hollywood, New York City, and Chicago for 33 years, and sold the business in 2001. She created the Roy Dean Film Grant in 1992 and has given over $2,500,000 in grants to independent filmmakers. Carol is currently the president of From the Heart Productions, a 501c3 nonprofit, where she manages the grant and fiscal sponsorships for the nonprofit. She also teaches film funding through her intentional filmmaker classes found on fromtheheartproductions.com. And of course, you can find her live podcast right here on Blog Talk Radio with over 7 years of episodes that you can hear on demand anytime. Her latest PowerPoint and book, How to Fund Your Film, has just released. And Carol, I want to thank you for being here to share your film funding information with our audience. And I'd like to know what prompted you to write the new book, How to Fund Your Film, and create the online three-hour class.
Oh, how sweet of you to ask, Claire. I give a lot of consultations because I'm so lucky. I mean, I love what I do. I have the greatest job in the whole world. It's not a job. It's a pleasure. I get to talk to filmmakers who want advice on film funding or any of the myriad things that filmmakers are needed to do. And I find myself, one day I hung up the phone. The woman was very pleased with what we created together. It's always a two-way street. It's bouncing ideas and my sharing the knowledge I know, and they're coming back with ideas for their own film. And I'm so happy often that people are moved that they have ideas and they can go forward with them. And I begin to realize that I have a lot of information. You know, sometimes you get used to it. And I thought, I really have got to get all this down, because the last time that I wrote for The Art of Film Funding was several years back, and things have changed so much in the film industry. And I have so many stories to tell about people who were successful by doing unique and unusual things. So I decided to start taking all of the notes that I give to filmmakers and putting them together so I could create a new book that's in the moment, and it's a how-to for today's world. And that is really started out to help save me time. Maybe I could just throw an email together and send them something. But then I realized that there's a lot that I would, and I ended up, Claire, with a three-hour class, almost 3 hours. So it's a lot, but it's the best thing that I knew how to do, because it's everything you need to know. And I find now that what people do is they'll take 20 or 30 minutes, and then they'll come back and do another 20 or 30 and until I get through it, because I've got it in sections to let them do whatever it is they are working on at that time. But it's all created for filmmakers with current filmmaker success stories.
Okay, really great. And I know that the success stories that you share are going to be really good ones that people really want to hear. So now you, for this online class, you have 14 sections of the class. Let's start with how important filmmakers' time is and how they need to decide where to put their time.
Well, yes, that's what I realized. You know, in Alice in Wonderland, where Johnny Depp said, where do we begin? And they said, oh, you start at the very beginning and you go until the very end. So the very beginning of it is you say, oh, listen, I want to make a film. And so, well done. Good. That's a great thought. So where are you going to get the time? That's what I want you to ask yourself first. Are you willing to put in 15 to 20 hours a week? Because most filmmakers have a job, usually a full-time or two half-time jobs, and then they have their family, they have to, their health, they have to take care of their health by eating right, that takes time, and exercising, meditating, and you have your film. Now, you want to get the film into that world, so you have to make some major decisions on where am I going to find the time. So I go over that in the very beginning. How to schedule, how to find it, what to give up, and how to schedule your time. I give you suggestions, but you make the decisions. But that's your first commitment. You really have to make a commitment to making a film. And the sad news is, like Maury Warshawski told us in an interview one day, it's an average 6 years for someone to make a documentary, plus two for marketing and distribution. So if you knew going into a film as a documentarian that it was going to take you 8 years, you might think twice. And I think my job is to help you make it do that a lot faster, because you need to know where the pitfalls are and exact. There's so many things in the industry that need a lot of focus, and details matter, and that's what I put in this book. So the idea would be that you get finished faster than that. Features, well, we've all heard of features that took 5 years, 10 years, and of course that's all about finding the money. So I've spent a lot of time on that in the book for feature makers, as well as for documentaries or shorts or webisodes. It's all the same thing. It's raising money for your art.
Okay. Well, also, you have part three dedicated to just writing and rewriting. Tell us about that.
I think we should be called rewriters, because that's the most important thing about writing. My friend, Jeff, who runs the writer's boot camp, says when you're finished with your script, well, congratulations, but you are only 7% finished, because now you have the rewrites. And that's what it takes. I helped one man with a mystery, a thriller film, and I read 52, or most of the 52, revisions of his script. However, he raised the money himself. He made his film. It's an award-winning film. And so it takes a total amount of focus. You have no idea how many times you're going to have to rewrite your script. That's for a feature. And for a doc, that's such an organic piece that you're always rewriting it, because as soon as you turn on your camera, the film takes off and it goes in a new direction. Somebody says something, oh, my goodness, that's a whole new thread for the film. And you have to go back and rewrite your proposal. So we really are rewriting a lot in today's world in making films. It's all about writing and about sales. You have to be a salesperson, too. I advise my filmmakers, particularly when they're coming down the end of the road and getting ready to start marketing and distributing their film, to get some sales books. Get the two top published, highly reviewed books on sales. because this is what you have to do a lot in the film industry. You have to sell yourself and you have to sell the film. And rewriting and writing are the key to your success. You have to be ready to put a lot of passion in your proposal. That's what I want to see. And I want to see a script that is a dynamite script, because a good script will not carry to the screen like you would like or like you think it will. It just won't. It has to be a dynamite script. So you really need to, when you finish that script, get some coverage. Get people, not your friends or family. Don't send it to anyone you know. Send it to someone you get off Craigslist, or you find a good script reader, and you get some honest feedback. And you have to continue to do that until you really have a strong, incredibly good script, because your whole future depends on the power of that script. And the same with the documentary. I say get some passion in your proposal, because we're sitting here, we read one proposal after another for the grant, and it's those people who have such passion that it jumps off the page, Claire. That's when you know, whoa, this person can take their can make it through the 6 years. They'll do it because they're not going to stop until this film is finished. That's really what I see so often, is the passion jumps off the page, and that's what it really has to be, because there are a lot of people applying for grants, and there are a lot of good grants out there too. I highly recommend that filmmakers go after grants, and I've given a lot of instructions and information on where to find them, how to review them, how to make decisions, and choosing them. But as a writer, I will say that you need to always be improving your work and getting it to the highest level possible.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I also want to mention that you have quite a few on-demand podcasts available that go into detail in some of those areas that you just talked about, writing a script, etc. So it's good for people to look through the list of the archives, the on-demand podcasts that you have, so that you can gain a lot of wisdom there as well.
Thank you for bringing that up. We do. We've really interviewed a lot of wonderful people that who've written books on script writing and so forth. But I'll tell you, documentary film funding really starts with a well-written, organized proposal. And this proposal has to outline your film's story, the background, the need, the approach, the structure, the style, all of that. You have to get in up to 6 to 8 pages, and it has to be full of passion. I still have online Chapter 3 to The Art of Film Funding, which is how to write a documentary film proposal, and that's available for everyone. I highly recommend it because it's used by a lot of people who submit to my grant.
So that's that fromtheheartproductions.com where they can find that?
Yes, under resources. We have a wonderful tab under resources. You can learn how to crowdfund. An immense amount of videos, information, ideas, success stories. And then we have the next down would be about creating your future, how you want to set goals, envision them, and achieve them. Goal setting, what is your mission as a filmmaker? I have that on there, how to decide that and how to incorporate that into your pitch, because that's really a way to close people. And there's an immense amount of information that's free and available under resources. And then you just keep going down through the menu. Film funding information is on there. And there's a list of maybe over 100 granting places that you can review. And we keep that updated. We're always adding new grants to that list. It's pretty comprehensive.
Okay, great. Now, in the sections of the class, you also cover budgets. And this is a very important aspect, right?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's when everybody freaks out when you start off. But the whole secret is that it has to be believable. You have to have a believable budget. And I get a lot of budgets that are even numbers, and I know they're guesstimates, and I will accept them, but I don't know about other grantors. And I think that for your own self-being and the peace of mind, you really need to know what your budget is. So I have put in the class people to call, people that give us awards for our grant. I've recommended David Raiklin for music and Sam DeLugic for color and Jerry Deaton for sound, and it goes on, because these people are exceptionally talented and their prices are reasonable, and they love documentary filmmakers and independent filmmakers. They have always loved the films that come through from the heart. And that's what you want in this world, is you want someone who will love the film that you're doing and take on the same passion you have for it. And I've seen that happen with all three of these people, with sound, color, and music, and more. And so it's putting a really good team together, and I've explained how you want to do that. But to get a believable budget, you really need to call people and say, here's what I'm doing, and what do you think this will cost? Give me an estimate. And I know that when as I get closer, I can get to the penny, but are we in the range, or what do you think? And get a believable number, because you never know when you're going to get in an office or at a luncheon with some person who says, well, really, how much do you need? And you can say $56,000 is what I need on my budget, and bring up the budget on your phone and say, here it is, and you can defend every line. You do not want to start out with, well, you know, I'd like to get $600,000. I could make it for $400,000, but $600,000 would make a better film, because you're talking to entrepreneurs most of the time, people who are professionals and have made money, a lot of money in their life, or that's why they're able to fund you. And they don't understand that. They know what they're going to pay for a product and what they're going to sell it for. And they expect you to have those numbers down pat. So I am big on one budget, believable, and defendable. And that's, and I've gone over exactly how to do that, and how you can really, if you get a good line producer, they'll pay for their fee by finding you the right people at the right prices. So I think budgets are a key. I think that that's a problem with sometimes with filmmakers who do not want to go to the left brain and fiddle with the budget. But the most important thing, because you're looking for money and you will eventually have to talk to the money makers, the know people, the guys who are the, or gals who are the accountants for the people that have the money, and they are the tough ones. They want to know, and that you know exactly what is in the budget and why it's there, and that you can't live without it. So I'm very big on that.
Okay. Well, it looks like you also spent a lot of time on the pitch. Why is that?
Because the pitch has to be part of your DNA, Claire. You just have to be able to pitch the person sitting next to you or 6 feet away from you at the park, or you have to be able to walk in an office, meet someone who's a multimillionaire, feel comfortable, sit down and talk to them about funding your film. So the pitch has to be embedded in your DNA. And so one, it's finding the pitch, taking all the hours and years that you put into this subject matter in your film and finding the extraordinary parts of that. I call it a sticky story. Finding the information that people can remember. And this is another thing I have on the website. Under resources, you go to film funding, and under film funding, you find a sticky story, because there are five elements to this sticky story. And the idea behind it is, when, let's say that I pitched you, Claire, and you loved the idea for the film, and you wanted to make a donation, but you have your husband, so you need to go talk to Robert. And so you would say, oh, that sounds fantastic. So let me talk to my husband. I'll get back to you. Well, that means you have to go pitch Robert, and I've been talking to you for 20 minutes, and how are you going to remember all of it, right? It's not easy.
Right.
So the idea is to break it down with certain things that are important to the pitch, certain elements, so that you won't forget it. Or there's five elements. If you even remember three of the five, terrific, I'm happy, because that'll be a decent pitch. But this is where filmmakers are half the time, that they pitch someone who has to pitch someone. So, yes, you have all your paperwork and your proposal and your outline and your deck and all these other things to support you, but there's never anything like a one-on-one relationship where they can see your eye contact, hear the passion in your voice, see how your posture is. Everything about you is part of the film, because they are not giving the money to the film. They're giving the money to you as a person. They trust and like you. So getting that trust and that likability is the number one issue. And I've gone into how you want to create that and develop that relationship in the classes. But knowing your pitch so that you can pitch anybody, anytime, is a key to funding your film.
All right. Well, under the section Show Me the Money, speaking of, you also mention networking for HNIs, high net worth individuals. Tell us about that.
Well, this is the next phase. You get your believable budget, your incredible script, your killer script, or your brilliant outline, impeccably done for your documentary or short or webisode, and you have the pitch, the proposal, the paperwork. Now, what are you going to do? Well, you got to get out on the street and meet some wealthy people. And so how do you do that? Well, you've got to become part of their world. So you want to identify community organizations where wealthy people could belong. And many of these organizations offer you a low-priced membership that you could afford. And, yes, they have some gala events, but that may be worth it at the end of the year. But the main thing is that if you join and you really put in some time and give of yourself to that organization, let's say that it was for the Humane Society, that something that simple, you might be walking dogs right alongside of someone who's worth a couple of billion dollars. You never know, because these people who have great wealth love to give money to certain organizations, and that's what you may have to do, is find an organization that fits you, that you love, or works with your film, and get to meet some people there. Or there are other ways that I'm bringing up, but you've got to really find wealthy people and get to know them. And that's what it takes. And it takes time to get to know them and to work with them and for them to trust you to help you make your film. So it all goes together. You know, there's this whole list of things that you can do to raise money for your film. And I go over that very clearly. Here are your options. And the thing you have to do is make like a little pie chart that you normally, you do that for your budget sometimes to put on your fundraising page. Well, you may have to do a pie chart for the time that you're putting in and decide which areas of film funding are the best for you and how much time do you want to put into them. And so that you don't waste your time, because you, if you go back to the 15 hours a week that, you've decided you're going to put into the film, that is very valuable. So going after funding becomes the priority, is which of these various ways of funding will work best for you. And that is your personal decision based on the film, the product, and your personal characteristics, how you feel about pitching. Maybe you're better at writing and you should go more after grants than going after one-on-ones. And you may want to make that your first thing that you do when you bring people on to your film, is that you find someone who loves to sell and loves the idea of the film, and they become the spokesperson and they do the pitching and you do the writing. There's a lot of ways to make this work, and I've tried to cover as many as possible.
So I see you've also added the information on the new tax law.
Oh, yes, because it's very important. It's a great tax law that we have now, and most people are not even aware of it. But it is, it's wonderful, and it's only about 2 years old now. So and you really need to take advantage of it, because they haven't put a lot of limits on this new law yet. And we learned before, back in 2004, where we had the first 181, it was wide open in the beginning, and then they began to put limits, and it cut down a lot of the benefits. But right now, there's no definition in here of what a release means. So, in other words, there are no rules and regulations for this new law. So the field of how to interpret things is wide open, and this is really good for filmmakers. In other words, they say that the investor can take a loss of 100% for the amount invested. For example, your donor invests in 2017 and 2018, and then you have your first screening in 2018. Well, at the end of 2018, your investor can get 100% depreciation for the total amount of his investment. And all it says at the moment is that the film is put in service, quote, put in service, unquote. So what does that mean? Now, you know, they haven't said. It could be that it has to be in theaters, or they could say, no, it has to be in a certain number of theaters. They could stipulate a strict form of release, but right now there's no definition on what that release means. So we have to be really fast to get it this going. I don't think a festival would qualify, but it could be that you could rent a theater, you could show the film in a theater, charge people a dollar, and the film is in service. So in other words, you could do that for your investors to get that 100% write-off if you needed it. It's a good law, so I want people to know that it exists and see how they can use it. Because the old law said you could expense up to $15 to $20 million, but this new law has no limit. It could be a $100 million film. So it's incredible what we have available to us.
Well, here's a part that sounds like it would be a lot of fun, and it's the Zoom house funding parties.
Yes, doesn't that sound fun? Well, the thing is that I've outlined house parties thoroughly. Then, thanks to Maury Warshawski and all the information he gave us on one of our blog talk shows, as well as his book, which I highly recommend, his house funding party book. So it's the idea now with the new world that we use Zoom and have a party, because a lot of times people go to a house party to see the inside of that person's house. They want to see what it looks like, what our furniture looks like, and the dishes or the drapes or whatever. And that could easily be done if the host of your party, either she or someone in her family, could take you on a tour of a few rooms with their cell phone. We'd love that. It's getting up close and personal was what you had in a house party, and that can be done on a Zoom party with planning. So the idea is taking everything that we had as far as details for how to make money in a house party and putting those over into a Zoom party. And the whole idea is to get someone who really loves you and your film to open their database. It's not only their house, but their database. And that is what's so important these days, is that you need to expand your number of people on your list. So if you go to one donor who loves you very much and loves your film, and they open their database of 30, 40 people, and they bring those names or at least invite those people to the party, that is expansion for you. And now you have new people to work with to raise money from for your film. That's the best part of it. And so details are important.
Yes.
You know, the first thing you need is a host that loves you and cares for you, and that's the number one thing. And most filmmakers do have a lot of people that love them and care for them. So, and they have to have volunteers that will help the host too. And those volunteers would be on the Zoom meeting because they too would have to open their databases and invite people.
All right. Well, you know, a lot of people know what Zoom is, but for those who don't know, just briefly share a little about that, please.
Oh, well, everybody is living on Zoom these days, Claire, because yeah. It's a very simple, easy-to-use platform where you can see each other, and you can talk and enjoy each other, and you can be all over the world. I was on one yesterday with half of the people were in England, and the sound is excellent, and the color pictures are beautiful, so it's a fabulous way to communicate without leaving your house.
So where can our audience go to see the entire list of content of this?
Well, we put a tab on From the Heart Productions. We added one that says how to fund your film. And all of the 14 sections are listed there. And it gives you a bit of information about each one so that you can see the majority of things that you can do to raise money are covered.
So the tab on the front page called How to Fund Your Film, that's where they start. Is that where you would say they would start?
Yes. And it is a drop-down bar, and the drop-down bar has the full outline of the class and goes through every one of the 14 parts. It's got crowdfunding. There's a lot of attention given to crowdfunding because that's really a different animal, and there's a lot you need to know about doing that. And it's so important that you do reach your goal, that you are successful, because you are judged by that for years to come, and you don't want that. You want to make sure that you set a goal and you achieve that. So knowledge is the key in crowdfunding, really understanding it.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's just that I think that I covered as much as I could. What I didn't get into is my favorite part of film funding, and that is the power of your mind. And I have done so many great videos on that people can use, and I've written dozens of blogs about the power of your mind, and now we have 23 blogs to enlightenment, and that's all about using the power of your mind. So when you join From the Heart Productions as fiscal sponsor, you get that free. And the most important thing is to recognize that your mind is the greatest asset you have, because it's up to you to believe that you can do it. When you believe you can do it, there's no doubt that you can. And you have to hit that inner knowing that, yes, this is my film. I'm taking this on. I am the one that has to make this film, and I'm going to enjoy it and make it, and it will serve the needs of many people.
Right.
But it starts in your mind, and the more you meditate and stay focused and clear on your goals, the more successful you are and the quicker you get your film finished.
Yes, and you, like you said, you do have some videos on this as well. Where can people find the videos and your blogs?
Well, the blogs are on the website, and I don't know where. Yeah, From the Heart Productions. Okay. I don't know where the videos are. They've got to be on there somewhere.
Your videos are also on your YouTube channel as well.
Yes, the From the Heart YouTube channel.
Yes. Okay, great. And then one more thing, too, about this. When people, you currently have a special right now where you can get the ebook of how to fund your film free with the purchase of the 3-hour class. Is that right?
Yes, because that you might need the book for research later. The class is a PowerPoint, and I just felt that the book would be handy.
Yeah,
a lot to learn, Claire. So it's best sometimes that you, let's say you want to apply for grants. But you may, in the future, do crowdfunding, so you have to have all that information ready. You can't remember it all. It's too much.
Right, exactly. Now, another thing that's very interesting here is that you have a 60-day offer to refund the money if no one fully satisfied. If there's a person who is not satisfied, you will refund the money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is to empower you to help you fund your film. And if that doesn't work for you, for whatever reason, then you shouldn't have to pay for it.
Okay. Well, also you have some tips on writing grants.
Oh, my gosh. That's so important. Yes, I do. I've put together some of my bones of contention about things that you really need to be aware of when you apply for grants, because I see that when I read, and I read thousands of proposals and watch the trailers over, you know, the period of a couple of years. So I know what filmmakers really need to have in their proposals. And it's not only for me, it'd be for the other grantors too. So I've tried to give filmmakers a very clear understanding of what we need and why we need it, because winning grants is so rewarding to filmmakers. They need, it's like a pat on the back, Claire. Someone comes along and says, yes, you know, even if it's just $5,000 or $10,000, it's like, yes, this is a great film. Here's some money. Keep going. They need that win, you know, to keep them emotionally and happy. Right.
Yes, because there's so much work that goes into this, and it takes up so much of your life when you're working on these films, that to have that boost that comes along with a grant or someone sponsoring you in some form or fashion, or crowdfunding income coming in to support the film, all of those things is another reassurance We believe in you. We believe in your film. Keep going.
Yes. And the filmmakers really need to hear that. So I've explained a lot of, I even went over film funding parties that I'd been to and what was successful and what wasn't and how we did it when it was successful and what you shouldn't do. Because I love funding parties and I think the Zoom funding parties will be fun. And then we'll get back to funding parties again in the future. But it's people who are going to fund your film, and it's finding these people. That's what you want to do, and finding your audience. That's one of the key things that's in there, and that is so important to most people, how to find your audience and attach them and maintain them so they will donate to your film and then buy the download.
What about a trailer for a feature? You talk about that as well.
Yes, I don't recommend that. I find that I might prefer to see a part of a prior work that you've done, because I know that when you go to do a trailer, you're not going to have the full crew, probably, that you would have on the feature. You're going to have to pare it down because you can't afford that. And you shouldn't spend that much money. You should put all the money in the feature, in my opinion. But if you decided to make a trailer, the quality could be lower than the quality that you would have in the film, because you would not have all the support services you need. And I don't think that's a good idea to visually share something and have to be explaining, well, you see, I didn't have a this or a that, but this is to give you an idea of what we could do. I don't know. I think it's better to sell the film on the merit of the producer, his history, the director, the people you have attached, and the essence of the film. I think that is a stronger way to go, and put all your money into your film. But there's people who believe differently, but that's my belief.
And I know that you've already covered information on crowdfunding a few moments ago. Was there anything more you wanted to add to that?
No, I just think that filmmakers are extraordinary beings, that they're our last vestige of reporters. They are out there finding information, uncovering hidden information, and bringing issues to light. They are documenting some lives of special people that we should know about. They're doing an incredible job of bringing us a great amount of entertainment in features and in the webisodes and shorts. They're very special people. They're very dedicated, highly talented, and I hope this information will enable them to move their films forward faster. That's what it's all about.
Carol, you offer so much, a wealth of information that people can use for helping them with their films, and I know that a lot of the offerings that you have so many. You have this podcast, you have the videos on your YouTube channel, you have your blogs, etc. And it just seems like you never sleep. So you are just like the filmmakers that you talk about, Carol. You are you are our last vestige as well for the films that are out there too. Because with people like you who help filmmakers get their films made, this is what makes it flow. This is what makes it happen. So I want to thank you, Carol, for all that you do with the grant.
Oh,
and I know you pour your heart into this. So thank you very much for sharing this information. And if people have questions about the class or they want to reach you, I'm going to give your email address. Is that one of the ways that you would like them to reach out to you?
Sure. Yes, it'd be lovely, Claire.
Okay. Okay, so your email address is Carol, and that's spelled C-A-R-O-L-E. Middle name, your middle name is Lee, which is L-E-E. Last name, of course, is Dean, D-E-A-N. So that's Carol Lee Dean at gmail.com. Or they can also call your number, right? I have that number right here. It's 805-984-0098. And again, the website is fromtheheartproductions.com. And is there anything else you would like to add before we say goodbye?
Well, thank you, Claire, for the kind words. How sweet of you. I really appreciate that. And no, I just say onward and upward to the filmmakers. Keep going. Move that film forward every day.
Okay. Now, one more time. The website is fromtheheartproductions.com. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Art of Film Funding podcast. And stay tuned for more great episodes in the future. Carol, I know you've got some really good ones coming up. And we will always keep you informed on that as well. Be well, everyone. And thanks again, Carol.
Thank you, Claire. Bye.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice, fair use, successful crowdfunding, how to ask for music rights, and what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at fromtheheartproductions.com. I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra. David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Productions. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAIKLEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at fromtheheartproductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.